Let's get it, y'all. I am way too excited. Like, I'm scream whispering right now because I don't want to scream in your ear because I'm that excited. The Straight Up Podcast, the one that you love, the one you listen to right now, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard me. I told y'all we turn it up this year. And guess what? A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, change to the world, impact to the world, and support shows and brands we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about empowering people, impacting people, and bringing change to this world. But listen, one of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go show some love. Subscribe to her show. Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Okay, Lori is going to make you go harder in every area of your life. She's a brilliant mind, a brilliant spirit, a brilliant human. I know you're going to love her. I know you're going to love her show. That's Earn Your Happy with Lori Harder. Go subscribe today and watch your life be changed. Hey, yo, what up, what up? Welcome to today's episode of Trent Show Podcast. As always, I want to thank you for your time, your presence, your attention. Like, it means the world to me. And if you can share this episode with somebody, spread the news about the Trent Show Podcast. I know you probably already do. You can find one person on your phone and say, listen to this. I would greatly appreciate it. Like always, I'm just here to bring you some common sense. Hopefully, you can turn this some common practice and go live a legendary life. I'm literally in the parking lot right now. I'm in the car. Maria is doing some women things. So I'm waiting on her. So I say, you know what? Let's do the podcast right now. So if you're expecting a perfect podcast with perfect sound, the Trent Show and Podcast is not your podcast. But if you're expecting some impact, you're expecting some motivation, inspiration, some transformation, then you have come to the right place. And today I want to talk about this and put on your big girl and big boy shorts, because this can get a little sensitive today. But I really want you to understand this, and, you know, being a valuable person matters. And I want to say this off top, foundationally, you matter. Like, it doesn't matter externally. It doesn't matter how people feel about you. Like, you have to know that you matter foundationally, right? You were created to matter. You were created on purpose, for purpose, to do purpose, to breed purpose. Like, you are purpose. So let's get that out the way. And you have worth, and you're valuable. Like, you have to know that. That's the foundational truth, and that's where it starts. But today, I want to take it a little bit further, because people have always asked me this question, like, Trent, how do I become a person that becomes valuable to people? As you know, one of my principles that I stand on, I live by, that I breathe every single day is what grandmama taught me, what Granny Bone told me. Trent, whatever you do, make it better. Whatever you come around, make it better. And so I live by that principle. And what she was telling me is be a person of value. And the truth is, and this is why I say wear your big boy shorts and big girl shorts, because some of y'all might get a little bit offended. But the truth is that some of us, we think that we're valuable when we haven't really proven that. Our ego says, hey, I'm valuable. Our ego says, hey, they need me. Their life will not be the same without me. And that might be true. But I'm going to tell you right now, I had a false sense of ego when I was playing football. I was like, I'm valuable to this team. Like, without me, this team don't go. The team cut me, and I realized very quick, like, I was valuable in my own mind. But the truth was, I was very replaceable. And it was a wake-up call to me. And being a valuable person matters, because you become a go-to person. You become a what I call top-of-the-mind person. You know, people want to meet with you. Like, my whole week, I'm having to say no a lot because I'm protecting my peace, but people always want to do lunch with me. They want to meet with me, and it's because they know I bring value to their life, or bring value to their business, or bring value to their company. As a speaker, I'm hired because they know the value that I'm going to bring. You guys listen to this podcast right now because you believe that I'm going to bring value to you. And so I want to talk about this today in a real way. Like, how can you become more valuable? And the first thing that you got to ask yourself, and I want you to think about, and I want you to be real. Like, I don't want you, this is your life. You're not trying to impress anybody. Be real and ask yourself this. Am I a valuable person? And take it a step deeper and say, if my presence was no longer there, whatever there is, it could be your job, it could be a relationship. If my presence was no longer there, would my absence truly be felt? Because when you're a person of value, you better believe your absence is truly felt, because your presence is so respected. Your presence is so needed. Your presence is so valuable. Your presence changes the environment. People love to have you around, so they want to be around you. So ask yourself this question and think about, like, are people reaching out to you, to meet with you, to be around you? And, you know, don't take it out of context. Like, I don't want you to overthink these things. Like, oh, nobody reached out to me to have lunch. I must not be a person of value. But I want you to be real with yourself with this, because I see a lot of people walking around with a false ego. I've had this happen. I already told you I've done it. I've had this happen in my life where people thought that once they left my life was going to change. And yes, my life changed. It changed for the better. It changed for the better. It changed for the greater. Once they left my table, they thought, oh yeah, Trent ain't going to eat no more. I'm leaving the table, because they had this false sense of value. They thought they were more important than what they were. They thought that they couldn't be replaced. When I say you're replaceable, yes, like, you as a person is not replaceable, but what you do can be replaceable. And some of us think that, oh, I can't be replaced. And if it's really true, it's because you're a person of value. Like, when you leave something, if that person was truly valuable, that was saying these things at my table, when they left the table, I should be starving. I should be begging for them to come back. But what I realized, oh, snaps, we eat more. What I realized, my table is more peaceful. You know, I posted a quote today that said, you know, when they leave your life and you gain peace, that wasn't a loss, it was a gain. And that's what being a person of value is. It's like, but, you know, when somebody leaves your life and you gain peace, you know, and even take it like this. Let's talk about this for the sake of this podcast. Right? If a person leaves your life and you gain peace, that person wasn't valuable. Let me fix that. They weren't valuable to you. But if they left your life and you receive panic and you're like, oh, snaps, man, I want this person back, it's because that person had value, and that loss was truly a loss. So if somebody was to leave you, if your job was to lose you, can you honestly say 100% that, listen, man, I know for a fact my absence would be greatly impactful? And so I want you to look at every area of your life and really ask yourself that question and be real with yourself, because if the answer is, man, things would just keep moving on, like, oh man, I'm replaceable, and I appreciate you for being honest with yourself, but let's start today of being a person with more value. And it starts with yourself, right? It starts with what you bring to the table. So I'll ask you this question, conversation with me and you. If I was to come around your life, if I was to hang around you for 24 hours, me and you, and we were to kick it, hang out, what value would you bring to my life? How would you make my life better? How would you make my life greater? How would you elevate what I'm doing? Because I promise you this, if you're around me for 24 hours, and I know you know this because of what I bring every single day, I promise your life will be better. I promise you something will expand in your life, whether it's your mindset, whether it's your skill set. I promise you I'm going to make your life better if you're open to it, because I know the value of my presence. And that has been proven over time, right? It's been proven through being very conscious of how I'm approaching every single day, being very conscious of how I want to enter rooms when I walk in there. And listen, being valuable doesn't mean you're loud, right? Being valuable doesn't mean you're flashy. Like, that's a false sense of value. That's like some value that really ain't real. As I would call, that's Wizard of Oz value, right? You see Oz, and Oz ain't what it is. But I'm talking about when you walk into a room, just who you are brings value because of the consistent character that you have, because of the consistent effort that you put forth, because of the consistent execution that you've had over and over, right? There's sometimes, like, you see somebody leave a team and it impacts the team forever because that was a person of value. So is your presence, what type of value does your presence hold? You know, because that's very important. So if I'm around you and we kicking it for a day, for a month, for a few months, or I come work with you, or you come work with me, how does your value shift and change my life? And so you got to have a real conversation, because I'm just going to keep it a thou out with you. I'm going to keep it straight up with you. Some of us, we think that we more important than what we are. I know this is not what you want to hear today, but it's true. Some of us think that we more important than what we are, that we've convinced ourselves that we're a high value person and we bring all this value. And value is not one dimensional, by the way. So I'm not talking about, oh, you have to be valuable in finances and elevating somebody's life in the world and things like that. But I'm talking about even emotional. You know, I always look at the three areas in my life. Like, I want to make somebody's life emotional better, mentally better, and spiritually better when you get around me, right? I want to bring a sense of peace to your life when you're around me. I want to challenge you. I want to expand your mind when you're around me, right? I want to be able to heighten what you're doing when you're around me. I don't want to be a liability. And the truth is, some people think that they're truly valuable, but the truth is, they're liabilities. When I look at my past and I had liabilities around me, they thought that they were valuable. They thought literally, okay, I'm going to walk out of Trent's life and his life is going to be over. His life is going to pause. I'm like, child, please. My life don't pause for nobody or nothing because, number one, I don't depend on anybody to do anything for my life, right? I'm going to set the tone for my life. I'm going to bring value to my life. I'm going to bring value to my day. I'm going to bring value to the environments that I'm around. Like, that is a choice. That is a non-negotiable that I have. And of course, I have my off days because I'm a human being, but that's something that I live by, something I evaluate every single day. Like, how did I bring value when I went through the airport? Now, I know this seems crazy. How did I bring value when I met that person, you know, at the drive-thru line? How did I bring value when I spoke to that team? How did I bring value to my family? How did I bring value to my team? And sometimes I fall short because I'm a human being, but I'm thinking like that because I want to make sure, and this might seem very egotistical. I don't think it is, but I want to make sure when I die, I'm going to be missed. I want to make sure when I die, I am going to be missed. My absence, is going to be greatly felt in people's lives because how I show up in their life. And I can honestly say with the majority of relationships in my life, the environments that I'm in, I promise you, when I leave this earth, hopefully a long time from now, people are going to miss Trent Shelton dearly. Why? Not because I'm some special human being. It's because I'm intentional with the value that I bring. Whew. Not because I'm some special human being. It's because I'm intentional with the value that I bring to people. I want to make people's lives better. Whatever they're doing. So if you were to die today, and I don't want you to think about death in that way because you're going to live forever. Your spirit is, your legacy is. We live in a legendary life, right? But if you was to die today, who would truly miss you? And I know your family would miss you, but like in what you do, your work, how you show up. And I really want to talk about that, like your work. Would you truly be missed? Would people be scrambling to be like, man, how do we replace such and such? How did they replace you? I don't know how we gonna replace this person. We can't. We gotta find a fill-in. You know, it reminds me like a Tom Brady when he left, you know, the Bucks, you know, from a sports perspective. We can say Kobe, you know what I mean? Those are people that you can't replace. We can find fill-ins, but we're never gonna replace this person because that person has lived a legendary life. That's why I preach and I teach and I hope and I plead for you to live this legendary life. Not because you want people to just miss you when you're gone, right? But at the same time, if people are missing you when you are gone, it's because you brought so much value to their life, so much value to their day. At your job, if they're gonna miss you, it's because you've brought value. You don't want to be the person to be like, man, you know, I'm glad they gone. Like, I ain't gonna say that, but I'm kind of glad that they gone. Not dying, but you know what I mean? Some people might even say it about you. I'm glad that they left. I'm glad that they quit. I'm glad that they are no longer here because now we have more peace. Now we got this person that was more of a liability than an asset. And so you got to start thinking about your day, thinking about your life and how you show up. And it's about execution, y'all. You got to be able to execute on things that you do and don't get comfortable. So if you're in a job right now, if you're working for somebody right now, or you got your own business, don't get comfortable. Don't think that you can't be replaced. The thing that I tell myself every single day is I haven't arrived yet. The thing I tell myself every single day is, man, I can be replaced. Even with podcasting, I know I can be replaced. I know I can be replaced as a speaker. I know I can be replaced in anything in my life. I tell myself that. Now, the true belief deep down inside of me is like, yeah, I might can be replaced, but it ain't going to be the same. You might get somebody else, but it ain't going to be the same. But at the end of the day, I know I can be replaced. So I am living my life to be irreplaceable in a sense of my presence, right? Of course, position, you can be replaced, but I'm talking about your presence. Of course, you know, with a job title, you can be replaced, but I'm talking about your presence. Can your presence be replaced? And you can honestly say, no, my presence cannot be replaced because I bring such a great attitude. I bring such an infectious happiness to people and joy and peace to people's lives. It can't be replaced. You're going to miss me when you lose me. You're going to miss me when I'm gone. Because what I bring to the table, it cannot be replaced. So I want to slow down a little bit because I'm going in this car right now. People looking at me like, what is this dude talking about? But I know they feel me too. But I really want you to ask yourself that question today when it comes to value. Remember, be real with yourself. Don't just go to, I'm valuable. You know, I'm valuable because of who I am. Ain't nobody. And when you look at your life, you're really not doing anything outside of yourself to show that you're valuable. When you look at your life, you're really showing yourself, some of us are just selfish, and you can't be a high-value person just thinking about yourself. You can't be a high-value person just having selfish, is what I call selfish ambition, where it's all about your life. Like, I'm literally thinking every single day, it's like, man, how can I bring value to those around me? How can I, and of course I have to give it to myself first, because we all know it all starts with you. Of course I have to give it to myself, because I can't give somebody something else that I'm not willing to give myself. It's not going to be a real gift. And so of course I'm going to always gift it to myself, but I go through my days thinking, I got to be a person of value, whatever it is that I do.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk, because I was selling my merch out the trunk, to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
I got to make sure that my presence is appreciated. My presence is wanted. And I said earlier in this podcast episode, like, my calendar is filled with people that want to meet with me. And I'm not making this about, oh my gosh, like, people want to meet with me. I'm not being about an ego thing with myself, but I'm just giving you some example of how you can look at your life. If you are a well-requested person, just know you're valuable, right? If somebody always wants you around, just know you're valuable. If somebody always wants your presence in their vicinity, it's because you're valuable. And if you're not a valuable person right now, you got to ask yourself a few questions. Number one, why not? Am I really committed to making other people's lives better? You know, even in the workplace, because I know a lot of you are professionals, even in the workplace, ask yourself, am I really bringing value to my job? Or do I hate my job? Do I just treat my job like it's a chore? Because if you treat your job like it's a chore, I promise you, you're going to be replaced and you might not even care. Of course, they're going to replace your position, but your presence isn't going to be missed. They want to replace your presence because your presence don't bring nothing to the table. But if you're a person that goes into your job every single day and you ask yourself this question, how can I increase the value? Because I'll just give you a little hint. People that you might admire, that you might want to be around, I'm going to tell you the quickest way to get to their life is to bring value. is to bring value in a way that is just different. To bring value in a way that's pure, that's honest, right? I'm not talking about that fake value, that value that says, I'm going to give you value, but I really want something back from you. Nah, you can feel that type of energy. That's called a manipulator user energy. And that's not the energy we have. But I'm talking about a pure, honest value. And I've had so many people be able to get around me that never thought they would, just simply because they brought some type of value that caught my attention. Even with the littlest things, you know, somebody reaching out to me and say, hey, man, I just want to take you to coffee and pray for you. That was it. I want to take you to lunch and just pray for you. That was a valuable thing for me because not many people hit me up saying, Trent, I just want to pray with you. I just want to, you know, just pray with you and talk with you. I don't want anything from you. And so their value was giving me a safe space. And so I'm saying this because I don't want you to think that it's some grand thing that you got to be able to have. Like, I got to have all this money or I got to have some big idea to blow their mind, to make them see that I'm a person of value. No, it's oftentimes the simplest things that are the most valuable to people. And there's a lot of things I'm having to brain for right now that I could literally pinpoint and say, man, like the most valuable things in my life are these things. Like I've had running groups where we go out and run and these people never thought they would be around me. Like even to this day, they trip out, but it's because they bring a value. They're my running buddies, right? And it's a different type of vibe and energy that's created out there. And that's a type of value. Like, I just want to run with you, be your running partner, help you run, push you a little bit. And so I'm telling you these things because I don't want you to be put in a box with your value and think that, oh, I have to do all these great things. You can do those things too, by the way. And it can really open somebody's eyes. You can blow somebody's mind. But I think the question is that I want to bring back up that will really help you is that you should think about right now, if somebody was around my life, and I want you to think about the person you admire most. Now, maybe it's me. Wink, wink. Nah, that would be dope if it was, by the way. If it is me, thank you. But if you're around the person you admire most and they spend time with you, right? What would they get from your presence? And don't say the safe answer, because again, this is a conversation between you and you. I can't hear what you're telling me back. So you're not here to impress me. But what would they get from you? If your answer says, I don't know, then you need to bring some clarity around that. You need to bring some intentionality around that. An intentional life leads to a powerful life, leads to a legendary life, right? So I know when you're around me personally, you're around my presence, I know what you're going to get, right? You're going to get some peace. You're going to get some jokes. Depending on the environment, you're going to get some help, right? You're going to get some relaxation. Sometimes where we just chilling and it's a safe space. But I know for a fact, in most case scenarios, of course, if I'm having a bad day, that's a little bit different. But I know the consistency of my life shows that, and the consensus of my life shows that when people get around me, I'm making their life better in some way. And so you got to ask yourself that question, if someone was around you, so even at your job, right, how are you making it better? How are you really elevating? Are you just doing the job to do the job? Are you really elevating the thing? If you were to lose the job, would you be easily replaced? If you were to leave the table, would that table still eat the same? Or would they suffer a bit? Would they truly miss your presence? Would your absence be truly felt? And that's what you got to get clear on. And if you say, man, I'm not clear with that, if I'm you right now, I'm going to decide. I'm not going to say three things. I'm going to just start with one. I'm going to decide right now to say, I'm going to bring value in this way. And I'm not going to think about nothing crazy, but I'm going to start with one thing. I'm going to bring value in this way. And again, it can be emotionally. It can be spiritually. It can be mentally. It can be in an action. Right? There's different ways you can bring value to people, right? You can do things for people. You can, do a task for people. You can, you know, do work for people. You can emotionally support people. As I told you earlier, the person just prayed for me and that was what I needed. And that was super dope. And I hold that person of high value to this day. And we had one meeting, and I still hold that person. They're a high value person in my life because they did something for me that was very rare. I'm telling these things today because when you increase the value of you, right? When people hear your name, what do they associate the value of you with? Like when somebody says your name, what do they say? And again, we shouldn't be so concerned about everybody's opinion of us. We know that. And I don't want you to think on a surface level. I want you to think a little bit deeper. But when somebody says your name, you know, I had a meeting just yesterday. And this person told me, he's like, bro, when you're not around, so many people speak highly of you. He's like, I go to these events in the industry and I have conversations and your name is always brought up. And every person says, man, Trent's a real one. Man, I love Trent. His energy's good. Like, you know, he is who he say he is. Like, it's always consistent, bro, with your name. When you're not around, because like, obviously when you're around, people can, you know, blow smoke up your butt just to, you know, please you. But it's like, when you're not around, bro, and I'm having these conversations with people that don't even know I know you, it's always consistent. And it's like, that is a valuable person. You bring value to people's life. So that's what I want you to think about today. And this is major because the more valuable you are, so many other areas in your life increase. Financially, you will increase. You know, position-wise, you will increase. Like, I can go down a list of things. Just as a person, you will increase. And it's not that hard. It's not rocket science. I'm not trying to have you think of some grandioso plan of like, this is how I'm going to do my... No. Just start with one thing. And if you feel as an overachiever, write down three things today to say, this is how I want to bring value. So think about me. If I'm with you today, I know I'm riding with you right now in your car, or maybe you're, you know, at home listening to me, maybe you're in the run or walk, and we're walking with each other right now, and we're talking with each other right now. I want you to ask yourself right now, what value am I going to bring to Trent? Trent's around me. What value am I going to give him? When he's around me, I'm going to make his life better in this way. Think about that. Get clear on that answer.
And again, it's not just about me, right? But I just want you to start thinking through things like that because it's very important. Something that I do, like whenever I'm having a meeting with somebody or come around somebody or if I'm involved in something, somebody hires me for something, I'm a part of a team, I'm always thinking about, okay, if I'm around this or I'm involved in this, how am I going to make this better? What am I going to bring to the table, right? What do I need to be intentional about on how I want to show up? Because again, when you bring intentionality to it and you understand your value, what's going to happen is that you're going to become more valuable in people's eyes. And when you become more valuable in people's eyes, a lot of more things open for your life. You know, a lot of people want to be around you. A lot of people want to, they recommend you, you know, so things come to your life. But if you're in a place where you're just existing, and I'm going to just say this before I end this podcast. If you're in a place where you're just existing and you're okay with being okay, that's fine. If you're okay with not bringing value, that's fine. But don't get mad when you get replaced. Don't get mad when, you know, you leave something or something leaves you and nothing changes in their life. Their life actually elevates. And I've seen this play out so many times is people, again, think they're more valuable than what they are to their work, to their relationships, to their friendships, to et cetera. And they end up getting their feelings hurt because that person replaces their presence with something greater. Or they don't replace their presence and they realize their life has become better. Their life has become more peaceful. Their life has become more centered. So hope this episode really spoke to your heart. And I really want you to put your ego aside. Think about this because again, everything in your life will heighten when you operate with this mindset. When I think about people who do it at a high level, they understand this. They understand how to bring value, what bringing value does for their life, what bringing value does to other people's life, and they live around that. Think about the people who you consider most valuable in your life. And I want you to spend time. And if you want to do this, you know, maybe you can just do it in your brain. But if I'm you, I'm pulling out my journal or a notepad. And I'm writing this down.
But I want you to see the congruency in the people that you consider valuable in your life. Ask yourself, what do they bring to the table? What do they bring to my life? What do they bring to people around them? How do they show up? And ask those questions and write down the answers to those questions. And I promise you, you're probably going to see some consistency throughout the people and some alignment throughout the people who are truly valuable to your life. So it's not rocket science, right? I'm not talking about anything today. It's like, oh my gosh, that's so mind-blowing. Again, this is some common sense that you got to make common practice so you can live a legendary life. And you have the ability to do it. And so I know you're valuable because God created you that way. You're valuable because of who you are. But now I want everything about you, your presence, your gift, your life. I want a holistic value. I want how you show up in this world to be valuable, right? I want people to need you. I want people to miss you. I want people to admire you. I want you to be a go-to person because it's available. As I always say, why not? It's available, so why not become that person? Because you have that person in you. You just got to be more intentional. You got to understand and be more specific on how you want to show up in this world. But like I said in every single episode, it all starts with you. I appreciate you. Keep living and leading a legendary life. And let's make this year the best year. It's rehab time. Let's get it.
Thank you for listening to the Trench Show podcast. As always, share, like, and make sure you apply it to your life.
Man, one thing about me, I love fashion. And I always made a promise to myself, once I started my brand, I would come out with my own brand. I would rock my own clothes. I would wear my own hats. And today, I just released my new line of hats at shoprehabtime.com through Shopify. And listen, y'all, it's so easy. All because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million order stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, whenever, whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. And just keeping it straight up, Shopify helped me take my brand from out the trunk because I was selling my merch out the trunk to now a worldwide brand reaching customers all across the globe. And what I love about Shopify also, there's no limit. No matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Trent, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Trent now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/Trent. Make sure Trent is lowercase. Let's get it.
Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no Trench Show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.